Good afternoon. I'm Doug Butt, and welcome to Allegro. Classical music on CKTZ 89.5 FM, Cortez Island. Today we'll hear just one long composition, which you really do on this program. Normally we hear three or four shorter works. Today's piece is the Grand Requiem Mass by French composer Hector Berlioz. Far and away my favorite piece for large choir and orchestra, and one of my favorites of all types of compositions. Berlioz also considered it the best of his many works. Berlioz was raised by a devout mother and an agnostic father, and considered himself as agnostic as well. Thus, not many of his compositions are sacred. Most were vocal, operas, songs, and oratorios, and most were long, generally too long for this program. He composed in the early Romantic period, just a few years after Beethoven and Schubert, and perhaps reacting to the discipline of the recent classical period, preferred to write for enormous forces. For example, he wrote and conducted a work for huge orchestra and choirs, which included a children's chorus made up of 600 young singers. So altogether, including the orchestra, there were just under 1,000 performers. The Grand Requiem Mass, or as it is generally known, the Requiem, commissioned by the French government in 1837 to honor victims of a recent revolution, was not in this category. But it did require more than 400 performers, a choir of about 200 singers, a tenor soloist and an orchestra made up of 100 strings, 16 timpani, and an equal number of other percussion instruments, nearly 40 brass instruments arranged around the stage in four ensembles, and an array of woodwinds. I don't know to what extent the various modern recordings of the Requiem abide by these requirements, or whether shortcuts were found necessary for reasons of economics or available recording venues. As might be expected from such forces, there are several loud moments, in particular in the second movement, which depicts the Day of Judgment or the Day of Wrath, but there are many quiet and tender ones, all of which show Berlioz at his melodic best. Today's performance, recorded in a Montreal church, is by tenor Jean-Marc Ainsley and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and Choir, conducted by Charles Dutoit. There are 10 movements, lasting more than 80 minutes. I will pause twice for station ID and to let newcomers know what they are listening to.